We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30. We have 37 degrees. A call about a domestic disturbance in Rome, Texas, led police to find four kids living in terrible conditions, two of them locked in a cage. Dion Anglin of KDFW in Dallas-Fort Worth has the story.
Four children, their ages 5, 4, 3, and 1. The oldest two children were inside a locked kennel. They say it was inside a bedroom. It was surrounded by trash, feces, urine, deplorable conditions. There were blankets inside the kennels. The two youngest children were not enclosed in the kennel, but were also filthy. All of the children appeared malnourished. Now, the children, I understand, were conscious and alert. They appeared to be in good physical health, but again, they were very dirty.
The couple is now in custody, facing multiple charges.
The Wichita City Council discussing the proposed new water treatment plant in the northwest part of the city.
The council approved the Phase 1 contract with Wichita Water Partners for $6 million. Under the agreement, 30% of the plant will be designed, along with environmental clearances, permitting, and easement acquisitions. This phase will also complete state and federal funding applications, which are due by fall. Council members Brian Fry and James Clendenin raised concerns about having only one group provide a bid for the estimated $524 million project. Mayor Jeff Longwell assured the council and public that the group would be up to the task.
This is a very high-quality group of people that will get the job done.
The measure passed 5-2, with Fry and Clendenin voting no. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A woman has admitted that she operated a prostitution business out of massage parlors in Lawrence and Topeka.
54-year-old Wheeling Nielsen pleaded guilty to conspiracy. She owned and operated the Maya Asian Massage and Serenity Health Spa in Lawrence and Jasmine Massage in Topeka. In her plea, she admitted the massage parlors provided sexual services to customers for payment in cash. The services were advertised on the internet. Prosecutors say Nielsen and her husband deposited cash into various bank accounts and bought money orders to deposit in bank accounts in California. Nielsen agreed to pay a $650,000 judgment. She'll be sentenced May 15th. Both parties are recommending 3 years of federal probation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Kansas undersheriff is headed to trial. Virgil Brewer is charged with involuntary manslaughter for the death of Stephen Myers in Barber County. Brewer shot Myers at close range with a beanbag gun, killing Myers. Brewer says he was acting in self-defense. However, the judge denied the motion.
Jury selection begins for a man accused in an Oklahoma City bomb plot.
Federal prosecutors say Jerry Varnell planned to detonate what he thought was a 1,000-pound car bomb outside an Oklahoma City bank in 2017 that the FBI learned of the plot, and an undercover agent posing as someone who would help construct the bomb provided the inert materials. Varnell has pled not guilty to charges of attempted use of an explosive device and attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. His defense attorney argues that he was entrapped. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Denver, the teacher strike continues.
Dana Berge is an early childhood education teacher, and she says to make ends meet, she often rents out her apartment on Airbnb.
To do that, I have to regularly pack up my life, usually on a moment's notice. And there's been times where I've been scrambling, haven't been able to find a roof over my head, and I slept in my parking lot.
Teachers say the problem is incentives to work at certain schools have become wildly unpredictable. They don't always know if they'll get them or if the school they're at will even qualify for them that year.
If they truly cared about equity in teachers, they would pay us a predictable living wage.
Yeah. They want less incentive money for a few teachers and more base pay for all teachers. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An ambitious plan by some Democrats combating climate change will get a vote in the Republican-led Senate.
Since House and Senate Democrats unveiled a Green New Deal resolution last week, Republicans have pointed to the proposals as a government takeover that would result in massive spending. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to put it up for a vote.
We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
The proposal, as introduced in the House and Senate, is nothing more than a non-binding resolution setting goals of net zero greenhouse gas emissions in 10 years. Several Senate Democrats running for president have signed on to the resolution as co-sponsors. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. If you can take advantage of spending some time outdoors, today would certainly be the day to do it, with our high temperature running well above average for this time in February. 62 later on this afternoon with gusty south winds, cloudy and 43 tonight. We will be breezy through tomorrow. Thursday, we should get to 60 by midday, then falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. 735 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. And, only one day left until Valentine's Day. On this date, 10 years ago, a $787 billion stimulus bill aimed at easing the worst economic crisis in decades cleared both houses of Congress. The Congress, the president trying to figure out what to do with an economy where it had gone into the toilet in 2008. There was some bad financial deals mm-hmm. that went on, and there was a lot of crime and scandal going on, and a lot of people, not too many people paid for their part in that with any jail time or anything like that. But drastic measures were needed in 2008. And some people think that it's just now, Wichita is just now recovering from that recession that hit here in 2008. They're calling it the Great Recession. 736 now, Steve and Ted.
Some lean times.
Sunshine warmer across central Kansas Tuesday. High temperature was 53 degrees. And normal high for the date, 47. It was a pretty nice day out there. And we're going to have one more, and then they say, look out, coming down to the weekend. Cold cases sometimes take years to solve. Police in Waterville, Maine, say a state police officer nabbed the guy in seconds. Suspect had just robbed a bank, ran across four lanes of traffic and restaurant parking lot before slipping on ice and dropping his gun and the money right in front of a state special agent.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. Police say a gust of wind then swept the cash across the parking lot, and the would-be robber was tackled, handcuffed, and hauled off to jail. The weapon turned out to be a BB gun. So the guy thought he could run away, and he didn't. Didn't quite.
Yeah, well, take the money and run. Didn't exactly happen there.
Did you see that movie with Woody Allen?
Woody Allen movie, yep.
Take the money and run. In his early days, Allen made movies that were sort of just, what do you call them, blackouts, scene here, scene there.
Oh, yeah. They're
pretty crummy movies.
Just little funny lines. The scripts were usually pretty fun, pretty clever.
Pretty funny. And the Take the Money and Run, isn't that the one where the bank teller and the robber get into a debate over his handwriting?
I think so, yeah.
And the guy says, you've got a gub? That's a gub? No, that's a gun. So there were parts of that movie that I thought were pretty good. In fact, I always have been kind of a Woody Allen fan, his humor anyway. Well, Ted, if I had to ask you, and you're not an expert by any means on beer.
Okay.
But I have to ask you,
really.
What is the top beer in America as far as barrels that have been sold? What would it be? What do you think?
Bud Light.
Pretty good guess. Shall I give you the top 10?
Yeah.
Again, this is on in terms of how much they've sold. Busch comes in, just Busch, at number 10.
Okay.
Busch Light is number 9. Natural Light is number 8.
Natty Light is 8?
8.
Oh, boy.
Modelo Especial is number 7.
Well, I would never have guessed that.
Oh, no. Number 6 is Michelob Ultra. Now, I've tasted Michelob
Fancy.
Ultra, and it's just like bubbles without any taste at all.
Okay.
It's a little like a, sort of a nondescript Alka-Seltzer. I'm not. you'll lose weight if you drink this beer. Yeah. Number 5, Corona Extra.
Okay.
There's a good one. Number 4, Miller Lite. Number three is good old-fashioned Budweiser.
Okay, just the regular.
A regular. Gosh, I don't see Coors on the list. Coors Light comes in at number two.
Coors Light number two.
And number one, of course, Bud Light.
I was right.
You
I got
right.
it.
You got one right, Ted. So.
Hmm.
Jed, do you have any comment on that?
No, well, not really.
Not really.
I don't drink any of those 10.
See, I was going to say, I don't think we're, between the three of us, I don't think you can count on a lot of beer business.
Not really.
Yeah.
Guinness would be the thing I would drink the most. That's
not on that list.
That's stout more than beer.
Well, I like Guinness. I drink Leinenkugel. It didn't make the list either.
Oh.
So.
You can't even spell that one.
But I'm not a beer guy.
No, yeah. But it's not an import. It's Pride and Joy at Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, my son Scott got into drinking Guinness in some of his postings around the world.
Yeah,
the
me
Air
too.
Force. But he drinks it warm. I guess he picked that up from the guys from Ireland he used to work with over in Europe. Yep. Warm. Ugh. Warm beer?
And Guinness over there tastes better than it does here.
It does?
Yeah.
Just because?
Well,
just because.
Because it's fresher. That's where it's made. I think, plus, when you export to a foreign country, you have to make some health
concessions
on some of the recipe. Yeah.
That and you probably don't send your best.
No. The Guinness over there is pretty darn tasty.
You keep. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Today is the 13th of February.
That's right. That's why the Mr. Pibb that is made right here in the Midwest is just.
Yeah, you're a Mr.
Perfect.
Pibb fan.
Yeah,
where did I see
more
that?
Mine.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, Longhorn serves Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. It also serves some pretty good meat out there.
And, of course, I always order the Mr. Pibb, and the wait staff is like, gosh, most people usually just say, I want a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, there's that guy.
I'm the guy that orders Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, they're very similar.
How fresh is the Pibb today?
Yes, how's the Pibb?
How's your Pibb today?
Holding up today.
Is your Pibb okay? Mr. Pibb. I wonder where they came up with that name, Mr. Pibb. Okay, there'll be some research.
Boy. Yeah, the Coke folks back in the 70s.
Some research there, I guess.
Well, I think they were trying to mirror Dr. Pepper, Mr. They use a lot of the same letters and
there you go.
Salutatory title.
Today is the 14th. Tomorrow, I beg your pardon, today is the 13th. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you've got the Women's Fair.
Nope, it's that time of year. Yeah.
And Girls Night Out will be Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. And KNSS is helping to sponsor that. So there's something to look forward to. And then Saturday from 9 to noon, Ted and I are going to man the booth at Women's Fair, greeting the public, sharing with them our wit and charm. It'll be worthwhile.
Sounds like a plan. I'll have to get ready for that.
Well, today I've got a pair of tickets to give away to the Women's Fair.
Good deal.
869-1330. I'll take caller number 6, 869-1330, and we will throw in Mannheim Steamrollers Romantic Melodies as well.
Very nice.
All right. 869-1330. 7:42 now. Keep it here for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, and other business forecasts for Wichita. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.